USA Radio News with Wendy King.
It's a political firestorm with both sides speaking out about the vacancy on the Supreme Court after the passing of Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Joe Biden says President Trump's selection of a replacement before the election is the latest administration outrage.
The infection this president has unleashed on our democracy can be fatal. Enough. 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 We must come together as a nation.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi tells ABC she's not ruling out launching impeachment proceedings in order to block the president's nominee.
We take an oath to protect and defend the Constitution of the United States. We have a responsibility to meet the needs of the American people. When we weigh the equities, protecting our democracy requires us to use every arrow in our quiver.
This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
COVID-19 is still spreading in the United States. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
The U.S. is approaching 200,000 COVID-related deaths. In fact, the nation could surpass that number within the next 24 hours. The U.S. has the highest number of deaths from the virus than any other country, followed by Brazil and India, according to researchers at Johns Hopkins University of Medicine.
Also, Poland and Indonesia is reporting a record number of new daily COVID-19 cases. Indonesia reported its highest daily rise in infections, according to the country's health ministry. There were also 112 new deaths reported in the southeastern Asian country. Poland has also reported a new daily record of 1,000 coronavirus cases, and in India, daily recoveries from the coronavirus surpassed the number of new infections. The United States has the most cases at over 6.7 million. You're listening to USA Radio News.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered, from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
A Florida teacher is speaking out about some of the things she's seen while teaching virtually. USA's Kenneth Burns has more.
The message for parents from one Boca Raton elementary school teacher.
Parents, please make sure that you have on proper clothing when you're walking in front or behind the child's computer. Because we done seen them in their drawers, the bra, and everything else.
That was Edith Pride addressing the school board at a recent meeting. She was expressing concerns about what she has observed of the adults during virtual learning sessions. Pride also had another concern that she raised about parental behavior.
Parents, when you are helping your children at the computer, please do not appear with big joints in your hands and cigarettes. The joint be big as a cigar. Oh, yes, we just seen it all.
She also asked parents to make sure the kids are also properly dressed and fed before starting classes and, of course, log into class on time. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.
A popular shoe store wants to make sure you vote. USA's John Hunt has more.
All Foot Locker-owned stores in the U.S. will become temporary voter registration sites starting September 22nd. Each of the company's more than 2,000 stores will house a kiosk with special websites where visitors can check their voter status, register to vote, or sign up for election reminders. Foot Locker said its effort will target 18 to 24-year-old African-American customers, of which 4.3 million follow the retailer's Instagram accounts. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.